Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, Dick, as always, has brought a guest with him. Of course, Commerce Community Cares does great things for all kinds of organizations in the community. But, Dick, if you will, introduce your guest.
Well, today I'm very proud to have Ricky Harris from Parks and Recreation Department here in Commerce. Parks and Recreation has been one of our longstanding agencies at Commerce Community Cares, has supported over many, many years. And this is an agency that really gives us a great return on the money we send them through the number of people they serve here in the community, mostly youngsters. And so they receive some of our largest amount of funds, and we're just proud to have Ricky here to tell you a little bit about what they do over there.
Ricky, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. Any way of saying how many kids participate in all of the different activities you guys have?
The last numbers that I checked were anywhere from 700 to 1,000 kids per year across the board on our sports, which are soccer, basketball, baseball, softball,
football. Yeah, you do have a soccer program as
soccer,
well.
Soccer, yes, sorry.
Yeah, but good. Well, great. Now, we were talking a few minutes ago, and you have some. We'll get around to some of the other things also, but you're making some pretty significant improvements at the Eddie Moore Sports Complex.
We are. We just recently unveiled our new scoreboards. We actually got sponsorships throughout the community to put those up, and those are going to be a big upgrade. People really noticed that during the upcoming season. Mm-hmm. We've also added some sidewalks in between the fields out there. It used to be just a dirt grass area. It used to become muddy during the rain. So, we'll add ADA accessibility to the parking lots, which is going to be a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm. So it's hard for some people to get in and out of there
most definitely. Most definitely. It's been real difficult in the past. We've had to actually drive cars up to the bleachers before, carry people. So that should eliminate any problems in the future.
Good. Now, you've had some major state softball tournaments out there in the past, and I would think that, and of course you have to bid for that, I guess, every year, but I would think that would be helpful in getting those to come back again.
Most definitely. You know, they actually, the state representatives actually come out and look at the facilities when you put a bid in for these tournaments. So we keep adding stuff every year, so that kind of helps us out when we bid on these.
Good. We're talking with Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares and Ricky Harris with Commerce Parks and Recreation Department. And you've been in the job for about 5 years and took over for Bob Mills when he retired.
That's correct. A little over 5 years ago.
Well, I had some big shoes there to fill, huh?
Most definitely. Bob did a great job, and I still do most of the things the same way that he did. So,
well, that's probably, I think that's a wise way to go. Dick was saying, you can comment on this, Ricky, that the Commerce Community Cares money makes it possible for a lot of kids to participate that otherwise probably wouldn't be able to do it.
Oh, without a doubt. We lose money every year. And the money that Commerce Community Care gives us helps offset the loss of that. Just to give you an example, there was a parent that came in last month to sign up his children for basketball. He had four kids, and he was trying to figure out which one of his kids he was going to allow to play because he couldn't afford to register all of them. Mm-hmm. So that money that Commerce Community Care gives us enabled us to sponsor all his whole family. So all four of those kids got to play. So it's really rewarding from where I sit to be able to see that money go to a good purpose.
Great. I tell you, that gym is a happening place. It's the old Commerce High School gym, and a lot of people probably remember it as the Commerce Middle School gym down there by the fire department. But that's a busy place in the wintertime, isn't it?
It's still standing.
Yeah.
It is. And we recently had our first game this last week, and I think we had, by our last count, was about 350 in attendance. So there's a lot of people coming in.
Pretty big crowd. That sure is. Now, you do some things other than kids' sports also.
That's correct. We also do the senior citizen trips, mm-hmm, for the city. Sherry Johnson been leading that for the last year or so. I believe our next trip is the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo, February 4th. Sherry's doing a great job with that program, so we hope to continue to see that grow.
Yeah. Dick, Commerce Community Cares campaign, annual fundraising campaign is still going on, right?
It'll go on through October this year. So we're accepting donations throughout the year. Any size helps. You know that story that Ricky just related, just just points to what this organization is all about, to allow people that normally wouldn't get to participate in something like that. It's just a great story. I appreciate you relaying that to us, Ricky.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've said before that if someone wanted to make a donation, the easiest thing might be to go to the Chamber of Commerce office.
That's right.
Dick and Ricky, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Our pleasure. Thank you, John Moore.
Dick Latson with Commerce Community Cares. Ricky Harris with the Commerce Parks and Recreation Department. You're starting the day with Morning Edition, your station, 88.9 KETR.